How can you tell if someone in your life is a narcissist or just someone who's been traumatized and acts a little immature? That's what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. The difference between a narcissist and someone who is just traumatized but might be able to heal. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. So today I'm answering a question from one of our Spanily members, and she says, I couldn't tell if my ex was a narcissist or just traumatized and immature. How can you tell the difference between those? Well, let's start here. One of the biggest and most important things to recognize about narcissists is empathy. They don't have it. If your ex was able to show you true, genuine empathy in a moment when it didn't benefit them to do so, then there is a chance that you're not dealing with a narcissist. And we're going to go over a few more qualities of what a narcissist is, just to clarify, and hopefully help you understand a little better. Take a look.
There's a whole spectrum of narcissism. It begins with a sort of healthy kind of narcissism that looks a whole lot like self-love and coexists with empathy. On the other end of the spectrum, you have the most extreme narcissists, the very toxic people who have a tendency to ruin relationships, ruin lives.
These people might have narcissistic personality disorder. So what's that?
At its most basic level, a disorder where people have a really inflated sense of self-importance. The cause is officially unknown, but most researchers, doctors, scientists say that it probably involves a combination of nature and nurture, or environmental factors and genetic factors. The disorder does need to be diagnosed by a professional. Most of the time, people with narcissistic personality disorder won't be diagnosed unless they happen to be forced into therapy for legal reasons or by a spouse or loved one who threatens to go away if they don't do the therapy.
A lot of times people who would be diagnosed with NPD or narcissistic personality disorder are never diagnosed. That's because a lot of times those same people think there's nothing wrong with them. It's kind of part of the whole disorder, right? And as we've discussed here on this channel many times, we can see some very predictable patterns among them. With that being said, there are so many different ways that these particular patterns and toxic behaviors can manifest themselves in a single individual person. So it might seem pretty logical to assume that all narcissists are alike because their behaviors are so similar, or at least it can seem that way. Because of this, sometimes even the best trained eyes can miss a narcissist. And that's because of the fact that there are so many various personality types within the spectrum of narcissistic personality disorder, or even just the spectrum of narcissism. Today I'm going to define 7 primary types for you. But please note that, just like the rest of humanity, no two narcissists are exactly alike. And your narcissist, or the person you used to be connected to, may very well encompass more than one of these types. So the first type of narcissist on our list today is the know-it-all narcissist. While the know-it-all narcissist might really know a whole lot of stuff, this narcissist is also very pushy with his or her opinion. And of course, they're all too happy to shell that opinion out to anybody who will listen, and a lot of people who don't want to hear it, whether they've been asked for it or not. This narcissist will lecture you all day long, and as long as you don't actually expect to have a two-way conversation, everything will be fine. But don't expect this narcissist to listen to you, because the whole time you're talking, they might be being quiet, but they're not actually listening. They're just trying to think about what they're going to say next. Next up, we have the daydream believer. This is the kind of narcissist who we might call a grandiose type of narcissist. That's because they'll almost always see themselves as someone who really matters more than other people. They figure they're more important somehow, and they expect other people to think so too. This narcissist will always exaggerate their own accomplishments, and they love to think that other people are envying them or even admiring them. They believe they are meant for something big. Something big. And if these qualities are combined with a certain amount of charisma and a strong sense of ambition, they might actually succeed on certain levels. And you might find yourself very drawn to this kind of narcissist. Next up, we have the seductor, or the seductress. This is a very different kind of narcissist, but still very toxic. This is the kind of person who makes you feel amazing about yourself at first. They seem to admire you, even sort of idealize you. This person makes you feel like you're someone important, someone special who really matters. The dark side of this person is their intention behind this is to really seduce you into feeling that way about them. They know that when you love them and you depend on them a little bit, that you will support them. You'll grow to admire them. They will use blatant admiration, physical affection, and flattery to get what they want. But once you're no longer useful to them, they will drop you like a hot rock. Now let's talk about the bully. You know the bully, don't you? The kid that beat you up from down the street in third grade, or the one that was the mean girl from high school, or that jock everybody got wedgies from when they felt particularly asshole-y that day. As an adult, your bully might look like a regular person, but they need to elevate themselves by humiliating other people and making them feel bad about themselves. Sure, they might also be a daydream believer and a know-it-all, but there's something else too, a big jerk. Yeah, I said it. Big jerk. The bully will treat people around him or her with disdain, acting like they're so much better than the other people. Contempt when they don't get what they want. And the bully is not nice when they assert their superiority, which of course is as often as possible. They need you to feel bad about yourself because it's the only thing that helps them feel better about themselves. It's the only thing that helps their ridiculously low self-esteem feel a little bit less low, but they would never admit this even to themselves. Where the seductress might use intimacy and various charms to get what they want, the bully will push you, pressure you, and downright threaten you to get what they want. In extreme cases, the bully may threaten or actually use physical violence to get what they want, especially if you refuse to comply. They will relentlessly mock you, belittle you, to the point that you might even start thinking, I'm not worth the oxygen I'm allowed to breathe. They will do a number on your self-esteem. Now let's talk about the evil narcissist. This one is possibly the most dangerous type of narcissist. A bullying narcissist up to this point, of course, has been our worst, maybe the most toxic on the list. But now we've reached the pinnacle of all narcissists, and this is the one I'm calling the evil narcissist. It's the one that you should avoid at all costs. The evil narcissist is a whole other kind of animal. While they may have the qualities of a lot of these other types of narcissists, especially the bullying one, the evil narcissist will literally attempt to destroy you, especially if you pose some sort of threat to them, whether it's personal or otherwise. Maybe you made this person feel like you were challenging their superiority, or somehow that you're succeeding in a way that they're not. Or maybe they're just threatened by you for some weird reason that you don't understand. In any case, this person's dangerous. Even if you're never made aware of their feelings, they may proceed to methodically and intentionally ruin your life. They'll spread lies about you to everyone you know, smear campaigns. They might even attempt to cause trouble for you at work. And if you've been married and you have kids with this person, they'll do anything they can to turn the kids against you or to keep them from you, or they'll walk away without a second thought. Next up, we've got the addict. The addict is exactly what it sounds like. A narcissist who uses drugs, gambles, food, or sex, or whatever else they find pleasurable to find fulfillment. This kind of narcissist will often, as the rest, encompass qualities of the other narcissists we talked about, but not always. Sometimes they're completely, openly selfish, and other times you'll find that they're willing to steal from you, trick you, or otherwise scam you and anyone else they know and love, or claim to love, just so they can get their drug of choice. This is a very dangerous narcissist, because the addict often deals with dangerous people. And because they don't care if you get your rent paid or you feed your kid, they'll steal your last dollar if it means getting a fix or whatever it is that makes them feel good. A lot of codependent issues arise when an addict is involved. Finally, we're going to talk about the victim narcissist. Y'all know who I'm talking about now, don't you? The victim is also called, in some cases, the covert narcissist. This is a master manipulator, but they differ from other narcissists because they almost seem to be introverted. Sadly, for a poor me kind of narcissist, it all comes down to the one thing, and that is that they actually hate themselves. They think it's going to be possible to, hate themselves better somehow. Doesn't work that way. But they continue to demonstrate the behavior that they loathe. And even though they do that, they're powerless to change it. They don't control their own thoughts. What it comes down to is that their deep inner self is not okay with the person they've become. They judge themselves more harshly than they judge other people, believe it or not, or at least more harshly than other people judge them. But they certainly have a high standard for almost everything in their life. They quietly stick to their unreasonable standards to the best of their abilities, happy to secretly look down their noses at anyone they deem unworthy, lesser than them.
Now, if your ex isn't a narcissist, how can you know for sure? Well, Here are a few ways that you can kind of get your head around that. How can you know if someone is just damaged and is able to heal? Let's talk about that. It's got to start with their willingness and effort. They have to want to heal, and they have to be willing to acknowledge that there is something wrong.
They would need to identify and overcome their core wound, heal it, dig deep down, and find out exactly what it is that's stopping them from being a normal, healthy person, what it is that's stopping them from having empathy for other people, and then heal that problem, and then learn empathy again as though they were small children.
Now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you experienced this? How can you tell the difference between someone who's traumatized and someone who's really a narcissist and toxic and unfixable? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I just want to offer a quick shout out to my amazing channel members. Thank you so much for being part of my mission to help our survivor community discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. It means so much to me, and I know it means so much to everyone else too, so thank you so much. My amazing channel members include Angela, Susan, Roxanne, Debbie, Lorenzo, Life's Revival, Trisha, James, Marlene, Jen, Sarah Lee, Delilah, Boku, Paul, Janet, Pierlala, Laura, Charlie, Linda, Bible News Radio, Angel, Carrie, Beautiful Purpose, Alice, Cherie, Phoenix, Linnell, Marsha, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Miss Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Christy, and Lynn. Thank you so much. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.